Hey, what's your name and what do you do in the band?
My name's Chris and I play saxophone.
It sounds so good. Wow, I've never heard you guys before and it was so awesome.
Thank you.
So good. Oh. I was like, the ending of a you have the endings for those songs.
Oh,
how long has the band been together?
A little over 3 years now.
Who and how did you guys come up with the name One of Many?
Well, our original name, Leroy, there was a copyright infringement. Some other guy came around who had the same band name, so we just sort of took a vote. I don't know, man, actually, how we came up with that.
Out of the blue?
Out of the blue, and it's trademarked now, so it's ours.
Cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
For all the guys that are currently in the band, anyway, we started?
No, we added the guitar players. We've gone through several guitar players, but these guys have been with us for a little over 2 years now. So,
all right. What are some of the best things you like about doing shows like this?
I just like the energy. I like going out there and meeting different people and traveling, going to different places, and checking out the other live music. You know, either bands are opening for us.
Yeah.
We're opening. You know, I like the live music. You know, I'm a fan as well as a player, so I just like the energy. You know, it's a lot of fun.
Like the girls, they come up and
sure, why not?
Themselves.
Yeah, not bad.
Oh, what are some of the worst things about it?
Scheduling problems, I think. You know, it's hard to have a real life when you're in a band because nights are taken and so you have to give up a lot. You know, I mean, it's hard to schedule a vacation when you don't know if you might have a gig that week or, you know.
That's little things.
Working nice, you know. Yeah.
Who writes your guys' songs?
Mostly.
But mainly.
Jason, our lead singer, yeah. Thank you.
Who is that to write the song?
Jay, he's our lead singer, Jason Martinovich.
All right, how did you guys all meet each other?
A bunch of us have grown up together. Four of us in the band have known each other for years since we were kids, and then one of the guitar players and the drummer knew each other for years, and then I met the other guitar player when I lived in Humboldt County some time ago, and he came down when we needed a new player. So,
all right, where do you see you guys in like 5 years' time? What do you think you'll be doing?
Hopefully, playing bigger venues, bigger shows, and, really taking over the world here is the plan.
Are there any places or shows that you've done that really stick out in your mind?
We just played the Catalyst in Santa Cruz, which is, that was a good show. We actually hooked the band up in Santa Cruz, so it was nice to go back down there because we're based out of the Bay Area now, so it was nice to hit that show, hit the Bay Area.
So where are you based out of now?
San Francisco, mostly, yeah.
Who are some of your guys' musical influences as a band?
Sublime, Police, maybe No Doubt. We have a lot of different influences, we're sort of an eclectic bunch that way,
Okay, what are some of the CDs that are in your collection today that you listen to on a regular basis?
Well, I just got the System of a Down CD, which is a dope CD. That's, the best, new rock band, I think, that's out right now. I like the jazz stuff, I'm a sax player. What do you have in your CD player, Daryl?
My CD player?
Yeah.
Not here.
All old reggae beats and just like Mr. Bob Dylan. Yeah, I was listening to Mr. Bob Dylan. I don't know. I like, as far as new music goes, I don't think there's much out there. I really like System of a Down, though. I think they're hard. We like Weezer. We like, I like bands that aren't real serious, but are really
interesting. I'm interested about Weezer, the paper.
Right. Is there anybody you guys want to thank?
Anybody we want to thank?
Yeah, anything you want to say?
Just like that, we've been playing these places over and over again
just
in Sonoma.
Come on.
And all of our friends always come out and always support our band. And they get other people to come, and so we have a good, take all of our happy fans, because we're also like our friends.
Okay.
We've been watching us since we've been at house parties and, starting to bust out in the city, and they come to our bigger shows. And
for people who haven't heard your music or don't know what it's about, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as just a real broad mix of like West Coast style music, just lots of good reggae, Sublime style, and old stuff like Police and Cars and Men at Work all thrown together. Kind of a good mesh of cheesy 80s pop, death metal, and you know, and reggae style kind of.
Can you name all the members of the band and what they instrumentally
play? There's Eli Maitkins, who plays the bass guitar. Chris Pudlow plays the saxophone and sings. Jason Martinovich is our lead singer. Danny Deichler, who plays drums. My name is Daryl Nyes. I play guitar. Todd Matthews plays guitar. And Brian Battusing plays keyboard and sings.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. What's your name and what do you do in the band?
My name is Jay, and I'm a singer-songwriter for the band.
Okay.
Yeah, for the band, one of many.
What are the best things that you like about doing these shows?
About these shows? I get to impart my creative side on some of the people that I grew up with. These shows specifically, you mean like local shows?
Sure, any show.
You picking up? Any show? Oh, shit. The energy of the crowd. It's the energy of the crowd, and yeah, and the tones all around, you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
Fucking awesome.
What are some of the worst things about it?
The worst thing? The lack of crowd. And, yeah. And the eggplant parmesan that they serve us sometimes before we play. Yeah.
How did you guys meet each other?
Hmm. We met each other at a battered women's shelter. and from there on, it grew.
Who do you believe that some of your musical influences are as a band?
As a band? So you're like... No Doubt, Sublime, John Cougar Mellencamp. right. You know.
Okay.
Those sort of people.
What three CDs do you regularly play right now that you got in your CD
right
play?
Now?
Yeah, that you're listening to.
I have a dancehall CD that I play. The Best of the Beatles and a Weezer CD.
Let's see, if you're stuck on a desert island and you can only have three CDs, what CDs would you want with you?
Pancho Sanchez. Pancho Sanchez, for sure. Yeah, definitely a Weezer CD.
Okay.
And System of a Down.
All right. I just want to thank you for the interview. And is there anything you want to say? Anybody you want to thank?
Yeah, I'd like to thank my band.
All right.
Yeah. And my promoter, for sure, Sergio.
Sergio. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.